Welcome to 65 to Restart, the most dangerous program in 700 years. A prophet named Moshtag Ali King Kermani. When Restart was broadcast throughout history, it was like this, because the program isn't mine. Whenever it was broadcast, the people's fate was decided either this way or that way. Restart doesn't leave them another option. In any case, today we're going to talk about a prophet named Moshtag Ali King Kermani. Moshtag Ali King Kermani was killed exactly like Shams Tabrizi, exactly like this Yahya. Yahya the prophet was killed 124,000 prophets, I repeat, meaning the prophets who came from the perfect human. Just as in the last days of the rule of Karim Khan Zand, which was a land of tribes and has many stories in it, today history will probably change completely for you. That's why I always told you to just pour history over your head. The truth is, there is no history. History is the handwritten record of governments. But it's very interesting that in the same last days of Karim Khan Zand's rule, we see that six Iranian Sufis reach the level of Sufism, meaning they become Sufis. This means that out of 10 or 12 people on earth who are Sufis around the perfect human, we see that six of them are Iranian, and all six are sent towards Iran. Look at what kind of history this is. The perfect human, the Mahdi who belongs to another country, the Hadi who belongs to another country, the Mashi or Masi or whatever name you put on it who belongs to somewhere else, we see that the perfect human sends humans and sends Sufis towards Iran, and we see that he sends them to different parts of the country from Kurdistan and the north and Kabul and come down and Isfahan and Kerman. The point is, he even sends great people to Tehran in a way. Well, Shams was killed. He shook up Shams Tabrizi and he was killed, but he was not massacred. And we must see what the reason was that such a thing happened. All of history is a lie. Dear listener, for you to know, let's see why the Islamic Republic, the clerics, throughout this history, truly want to call Karim Khan Zand a great man and Lotfali Khan Zand a martyr. For a minute, please, Lotfali Khan Zand becomes a martyr for the sake of religion. Why? Why did these things happen? Look, even in the Bitter Coffee TV series, they say in the words of Lotfali Khan Zand that were written in books as a lie, meaning he was a fawning ruler. The subject of you who are superstitious becomes the martyr Lotfali Khan, and we must see that the streets in the Islamic Republic, you must remember these things. Some things you and I don't really pay attention to. This name, First King Ismail, had a street name in Tehran, a street name. Now it has become Nawab Street. These are very important. Why has King Abbas's name been changed? Pay close attention. These are very important points for you to know. Now in Shiraz, we have a street named Lotfali Khan Zand. We have a hotel name. These are very important for you to know, that the Ministry of Intelligence, through a group of clerics, tries to, even in TV series, in movies, even in the books of a person like Mr. Semnani, he comes as a historical figure, a history researcher, a history connoisseur, a history expert, gives out a history book, and then he calls Mr. Karim Khan the best, the greatest, the most famous, and the most understanding king of Iran. And he calls Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar a great hillbilly, a certain hillbilly with money, and the government is having it written, and the clerics are doing this. Now, what secret exists in Wati Rahman that you are not aware of? Why do the clerics have so much love for Lotfali Khan and Karim Khan? Do the clerics have a problem with Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar? Why does the Islamic Republic get nervous when the name Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar comes up? What was the hidden layer? Is it a secret that will be revealed to you today? Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar did not kill the people. This is a great secret that you do not know. This is Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar. He did not kill any Iranian people. For a minute, please. It's a lot of things, and they stick it to Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar. Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar only killed their religious volunteer military. Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar killed the guard. Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar killed the wives of the religious volunteer military. Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar only killed clerics. And just like now, when something happens, The Islamic Republic says it's against the Iranian people. We are the representatives of the Iranian people. Back then too, the clerics, in order to make the people fools throughout history, came and said what? They came and said that Agha Mohammad Khan massacred the people. What does that mean? Just like now, the Islamic Republic says anyone who attacks us has attacked the Iranian people. While they are no more than 2 or 3 million, the government is in the hands of 2 or 3 million. Back then too, in order to be able to do this in history later, they came and said what? They came and said that he massacred the people, using the word people, and they have changed history until now. Meaning, the history of Agha Mohammad Khan Qajar has been turned into the history of Karim Khan. Why? So that the people do not understand that the greatest killing of clerics and religious volunteer military members was in the restart that Moshtagh Ali King Kermani broadcasted. This restart is now being broadcasted after 700 years in a way for the general public, but that restart was broadcasted by a great Sufi named Moshtagh Ali King Kermani for specific people. Look at Muhammad Taghi, the one they called, who was one of the greatest enemies of Sufism, and he was shaken up like Shams shook up Rumi. This means a person like Shams enters the city of Kerman, enters what? Named Moshtagh Ali King Kermani. He first tries to destroy the government. He starts broadcasting restart. The people, 3 or 4,000 people in a very short time, the point is they become restart followers, the country falls apart. Karim Khan hesitates to do anything. He's still thinking, still considering. Karim Khan is afraid to attack Sufism. Let's go back to the past and see what happened, and then let's see why Reza King, when he becomes king, a man who is neither a Sufi nor a perfect human, he's just a Sufist, a restart follower in essence. We see him open Karim Khanzan's grave and take out his bones. Then they say, you know, Reza King opened Karim Khan's grave because it was under a bridge. He took out his bones to put them in a proper place. Because people hated the Qajars, he wanted to make himself popular. And the question of the restart program is this. If he wanted to make himself popular and wanted to bury him in a proper place, where did he bury Karim Khan? The phrase is, yes, you know, suddenly Reza King's child got sick, and we didn't find out what happened to his bones. Reza King urinated on the bones of Karim Khan Zand, fellow citizen. Because they knew that in the future, maybe an Islamic country would be produced and the mausoleum of Karim Khan would become a holy shrine. This is a very important point. If he killed the people, why did the people of Kerman for 100 years call Mollah Abdullah Mojtahed Mollah Abdullah the dog? What happened in Kerman? What do we return to Kerman to see how the situation is? The story of Kerman continues until now. You don't believe me? Look, what does bitter coffee have? So why Lotf Ali Khan Zand? Why were the streets' names changed after the revolution? So it's clear there is an institution that hates King Ismail. When restart is broadcast, it's an order to the people. Look, until restart is broadcast, when restart is broadcast, the fate is clear. He says, either you hand over Kerman like the conquest of Mecca, Abu Sufyan is safe from Mr. Lotf Ali Khan Zand, or if we come, we will not have mercy. The command had been issued. Now, where was the command issued? What is this massacre about anyway? Why does he do this? This conflict is about mean Moshtagh Ali King Kermani. Dear listener, it's about Sufism, because the only kings who severely attacked Sufism were the Zand dynasty. They nurtured Akhundism with a very simple document that if a religious military listener hears it and doesn't come to kiss the thumb of At Restartijin, he should know what will happen to him in the next world. Look, Imam Reza's grave is in Mashhad. Have you ever heard that you say the grave of Imam Reza is in Kerman? No, by God you haven't. Jam Karan, well. Dear Baji, religious volunteer military listener, Jam Karan, well, Kanna was in Kerman. This means during the Zand era, exactly right now, they had Jam Karan well. They had the well of the Imam of the age. Mr. Karim Khan Zand would say that he had gone to this well more than 10 or 15 times. cried and kissed the Imam of the age. They loved each other passionately. He considered himself so high that he didn't call himself Sultan or King. He said, Vakil al-Ra'iya, representative of the subjects. Meaning the nation are the subjects, and I am their representative who goes to the well of the Imam of the age, and is with my Imam of the age, and Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul wa Uli al-Amr Munkum. The Zand dynasty considered themselves Uli al-Amr, those in authority. Fellow citizen, this is right now for this reason. From a few parts earlier, we said, either you hand it over like the conquest of Mecca, or like King Ismail and the Gezelbash Safavid, you will be hunted street by street, city by city, and eyes will pop out. This was the same message that Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar gave behind the gates of Kerman. Let's go back and see what history was. History is very simple. It's very easy to understand history. A man, a great Sufi from another country, enters Kerman by the command of the perfect human. Along with King Nur Ali, King Nur Ali is someone who later went and wrote poetry. King Nur Ali was one of the greatest Sufis of that time, about whom King Fath Ali has a historical joke, which is in all of your written history. King Fath Ali once turned to one of his ministers who was a Restart follower and said, Sir, if you curse this damn King Nur Ali to get rid of this cleric, you'll get into trouble now. After that, the Restart follower minister turned to the king and said, Your Majesty, do you know what my problem is? He said, No. King Nur Ali has three parts. I can't curse his light and I can't curse his Ali. I'm his king, only the king remains. Do you want me to curse the king's father? He said, Nobody. You mean us? Go ahead. Go on. They drove away. He said, I just can't curse his king, meaning the king's father. He said, You're very sly. You go on, no. We don't want to curse anyone at all. This history is written, so what was it like back then? Karim Khan Zand and the Zand dynasty began to nurture clerics. How many times has Jamkaran well been created throughout history? One of them is now, meaning when, unfortunately, the most stupid, the most vile, the most reach the government, reach power, reach wealth and property, reach status, reach high rank, reach retinues. When they reach this place, they take power into their hands, then attacking Sufism with speed and intensity and creating Jamkaran well is a sign that, unfortunately, the government is in their hands, and it's that simple. Meaning now 2 million are ruling Iran, they call themselves the people, and now go pour into the internet and see which of these officials went next to Jamkaran well and have a relationship with the Imam of the age. Can there be two Jamkaran wells? If it's the well of the Imam of the age, it should stay here, right? Once it's in Kerman, once in Khorasan, once in Tehran, Qom. The point is that there's an issue in the middle. The people of that history were also produced like religious volunteer military kids, a land of tribes. You review it one more time. This Sufi enters, and he turns the city upside down. It's the end of Mr. Karim Khan's age. Karim Khan also can't kill him. Why? Because he's old. He's 80. Again, this is something you buy from Sufism. He doesn't take it. Their wings. This is what he tries. When you get old, when you... The situation becomes like this. There was silence and stuff. He even once, as an official, wanted to be friends with Mushtaq Ali King for him to play the Shahata for him. This is correct for you to see what it is. But behind this same curtain, meaning Karim Khan, we see that the cleric is from the Ministry of Intelligence. Exactly like right now, for example, Mr. Ibrahim Raisi, who is in charge of sex and religions, he is from the Ministry of Intelligence. He and the heads of the Ministry of Intelligence coordinate how to kill these Mushtaq Ali King followers and decide their fate. So what era is it? It's exactly now. The religious volunteer military has it, the guard has it, the force has it, the clerics have power, Sufism has... It's crushed. People are either watching a TV series or a movie, or they are laughing hysterically. It doesn't matter that the neighbor's son was taken away and raped. Why should they be sad? Why should they cry? Until their own child is raped, they won't cry, they won't get sad. Well, Mr. Hosseini, what happened to the Restart followers? What happened to the Restart followers in Kerman? Were they saved that he says they were killed? Know that out of the 3,500 Iranian Kermani people who became Restart followers, only one person died, and this is another document that not everyone can die for Restart and the perfect human. He doesn't give this qualification to everyone at all. One person died in Kerman, a Restart follower. Now let's see what history was. There are very important questions in history. First, that Mushtaq Ali King was killed. Now, how he was killed is the story I want to explain. Second, the war between three or four groups, they were Karim Khan's own children and the Ministry of Intelligence. Four or five parts each went, they stood behind one of the children of Karim Khan Zand to seize power, exactly like, for example, now that the Ministry of Intelligence belongs to the Russians and the British and it's a land of tribes. Khorasan is in one person's hands, the south is in one person's hands, this side is in one person's hands. The Ministry of Intelligence is the same as the intelligence organization. It keeps changing. Everyone must agree. Everyone must cooperate. Whoever gets Tatarim got it. There was always weeping. The poor people of Kerman and those cities that were under their control, everyone had to pay tribute. Go see what was done to the Christians. Go see what was done to the Zoroastrians. Go see what the Zand dynasty did to the Armenians, the presence of you Jews, what was done to them. Go look and see what was done to them throughout history. The poor people also had to pay money, and they lived in poverty, misery, and wretchedness. And Lotfali Khan's face was handsome. He was one of those handsome athletic guys, and he learned all the things, thankfully, sports and horse riding and all those things. He learned everything so that the killing could be done more beautifully. What happens in the city? Mushtaq Ali King Kermani is killed. The groups pour in and start getting the people's father out. They even say King Fath Ali was also there, meaning both war and this stuff happened in this same history. Mushtaq Ali King's body is still on the ground. 2 days later, they come and take his body. We see that the army, a 60,000 strong army, comes with friendly intentions from Agha Muhammad Khan. Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar had engaged in war with the Zand dynasty several times and was defeated. He has a region of Iran in his hands. It's possible for King Ismail's journey, even during the war between Lotfali Khan and Agha Muhammad Khan. Agha Muhammad Khan was just lucky that he saw that dervish in the desert. Otherwise, he wouldn't have survived for 9 months, 10 months, or it was from 10 months in history. It doesn't become 9 months, and their story is known. Dervish Nasir Ali, a very simple, scruffy dervish, just walked and had a simplicity. His heart was a different way. He had a different state. In front of the late Hossein Ali Esfahani, who was usually considered a great Sufi in Khorasan on the side of the perfect humans, a great Sufi had become his opposite. He gets a certain feeling, a halo of attraction, a special state. He gets up from his place and says, "My brother Mushtaq was killed in Kerman." The great Sufi says again, "Wait." He says, "Waiting is for you. You can, I can't. I'm going to take revenge." He is walking on foot from Khorasan towards Kerman. This means, if I calculate it correctly, a new Restart follower. He didn't even have the rank of a Sufi. A Restart follower in that era, structurally, gave a monarchy away, gave an entire country away. This revenge is very great and strange, and it takes it from the clerics and the clerics who are doing dupes, dupes, dups, and the cleric who talks, and the Jamkaran. Well, people, a very simple person comes. Then an army sees an old man walking in the desert. Agha Muhammad Khan says, "Go after him." He says, "Who is that?" They go and bring him. They go, no one pays attention to the army, he's walking straight. An old man is walking, they go after him and bring him. He says, "Father, where are you going?" He says, "I'm going to Kerman." He says, "Why are you saying that?" "I want to take revenge." He says, "Revenge for what?" He explains the restart. He says, "Mushtaq Ali King Kermani was killed. One of the Sufis, that prophet, is there. Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar says, go back. This is all written in history." He says, "Go back. I will go and take your revenge." He says, "If you do this, I will also give you the monarchy of Iran." This dialogue, he stays there for 9 months, Meaning, in truth, Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar understands that by taking revenge on Kerman, he will reach the monarchy. 27 of those people remained in the city. The army sets up a camp around the city. He sits down, and right now, too, the fortress of Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar is in Kerman. He builds a fortress, sits there, completely surrounds and closes off the city. 35 of those people were inside. In history, they say about 30 of those people were inside. Now we don't know who they were. 35 of those people inside in the first stage, Muhammad Taghi, this same Muhammad Taghi who was like Maulana, a person who cursed Sufism. Yes, he returned because of Mushtaq Ali King Kermani. He becomes a restart follower by the same Muhammad Taghi. 12,000 women, old men to some extent among them, and young women leave the city. This restart follower saves 12,000 people, and among them, 2,000 or 3,000 restart followers leave. A small number, 600 or 700 people who were restart followers, had already left before Aga Muhammad Khan arrived. Here, 3,000 restart followers and other people also came out as a result of these restart followers through Muhammad Taghi, which is written in history that later Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar shows great respect, and by one of the dignitaries, Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar, with pomp and ceremony, goes to another city. He saves the rest of the restart followers. In the city, for example, 3,000 or 4,000 people remain. He issues another command. He announces that Mr. Lotf Ali Khan will conquer the city of Mecca. The destruction again. One of my questions is right here. If Aga Muhammad Khan again raped the people's women, please explain why these 12,000 men and women who came out should have been raped. They were in the fortress for 3.5 months. They were cursing Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar. He came out. Where else did Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar massacre? Nowhere, only here. So they should leave. The people are normal. They should leave. Another 200 or 300 people also leave again. The Kalantar, a person from inside, he is also a restart follower, an accomplice of Aga Muhammad Khan. And then they also say that he opened the gate and so on. And when they take the city, he says, anyone who is in this Kalantar's house is safe. 600 or 700 people are there too. And then another 720 people are restart followers. The men who remained couldn't leave. They couldn't run away with their swords because Lotf Ali Khan also said, where are you going? And for this reason, they were also safe in that house and were not killed. The city was emptied one by one. Who remained in the city? These 600, 700 people, 500 or 600 people, only the religious volunteer military kids remained. Those who said Mr. Karim Khan was the Uli al-Amr, and his children are also the Uli al-Amrs, and they were crying and loving at the Jamkaran wells for God to save them. And they were waiting for it. And until the last moment, these newspapers that exist now didn't send a name that we will win. Don't be afraid. We also have an atomic bomb. We will all revolt. Don't be afraid. What's this? This is a joke. Every restart, everyone was from the anger of the thick-necked people of Kerman because of Lotf Ali Khan. The headquarters of the religious volunteer military kids had been thrown there. The Sepahi kids were thrown there. The Ministry of Intelligence people were thrown there. And the fanatical and stupid clerics were inside. And some of them were women and children who would come up and say that Aga Muhammad Khan is a eunuch. And these same religious volunteer military women do it. These must be the religious volunteer militaries who now are doing screaming jing, jing, jing. These were inside. All the people who should not be killed gather in this house. There is another house too. An old man who was a restart follower from ancient times, a Sayyid old man, and he is the only restart follower who was killed, this old man. No other restart follower is killed in that city. Aga Muhammad Khan enters the city, gathers all the clerics. He takes the heads of the clerics. He takes the heads of the Ministry of Intelligence. He takes the heads of the military commanders. He takes the religious volunteer military kids with their grandchildren and their sisters. During his noon and afternoon prayers, he beheads 600 people, meaning he says,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then he signals to his head. Whenever he hits his hand on his head during prayer, it means strike. They strike the neck. He doesn't have time to. One by one, the religious volunteer military kids are directly killed.
The Sepahi kids are killed. Those who went to Jamkaran well are killed, and then they are killed one by one to be purified. For example, now suppose a group comes to Iran. Right now, if something happens, the regime, by God, these same people will kill the clerics. These same people will kill the religious volunteer military kids. Do you think they don't have the pictures of them from 20, 30 years ago? The people don't have them? Do you think they don't have the pictures of those who held placards? That era is gone. All these pictures exist. Well, tomorrow, if something happens, God forbid, with Husseini's tongue tied, something happens, all of them will be massacred. 500 years from now, they will say yes. They won't say the restart followers came and killed the religious volunteer military kids, those who raped women and children, the torturers of Evin were killed. No, the clerics will change history again and say, the Imam had come, it was the Imam. The country was the soul of God, the country was great. Now the story of Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar and Lotfali Khan, Karim Khan, has completely changed. In its place, the massacre of religious volunteer military kids and clerics happens there. Those who made fun of the restart and were killed one by one, and among them were 400 or 500 religious volunteer military women and sisters of these people who say they were sisters. There were no 400 or 500 women there at all to be massacred, to rape 60,000 people. 12,000 women had come, 2,500 women had come. In fact, they were men, because they were not like Palestinians out there to become their money, become their food to eat. For 3.5 months, the first ones to leave were these same restart followers, except for 600 or 700 people. Then what happens? Then for 7 months, he sits and sends messages that, sir, surrender, and he teaches. No, not the regime. But this work doesn't change. We are that kind of regime. We must export the revolution. And the Uli al-Amr is also in it. This means it has a dot. This same Mr. Lotfali Khanzand, a little kid, is the guardianship of the jurist. Everyone believes in him. Everyone is crying at the Jamkaran wells. Everyone is praying there. And then that event that should not have happened, they remember Ferdowsi. The Sasanis did the same thing. They beat and killed the restart kids, and their sermons were misplaced. At the same time, Ferdowsi in the Shahnameh says that Rostam Farrokhzad looked into the astrolabe and made prophecies, meaning he said what would happen. Thus, he said, from the dust of the king's horses, the questioning people became suspicious. He did not see defeat coming from the Arabs. The star does not turn, but turns on the tongue. The wise Abul Qasim Ferdowsi, a Sufist, beautifully explains that it happened once before. They had said that the religious volunteer militaries would be killed, the clerics would be killed. The same thing in his system, he says, happened again. Moshtag Ali King Kermani, a very kind person. If I say some things, it's because it's history, I have to say it. Because we are making history right after a few hundred years. Because if we correct history, your religion will be corrected. Because it's not mine to say anything. Lotfali Khan once entered Kerman, and when he saw Moshtag Ali King Kermani, there was a glowing halo from this handsome, luminous, and special old man. He said, "This youth feels great." He had a very bad dialogue with him that I am ashamed to say. Lotfali Khan Zan said that this is an old man. This is a Sufi. This youth feels great. He's attractive. Who is with him? This dialogue, you know that Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar whispered something in his ear that is written in history about how he died. You go to Wikipedia and it says he died in a terrible way, but it doesn't say why. The moment he captures Lotfali Khan, he brings him to Tehran and does the same thing, whispers in his ear. He says, "Do you remember what you said to Moshtag Ali King Kermani?" He said, "No." He said, "Now you understand 12 or 13 mules can only be raped. 37 people, they say, are a nation. Please do it." The thought that crossed his mind made him die in this terrible state. They handed him over to the mule drivers. "Go and read. You will see." The missing parts here are why the Islamic Republic says it wasn't given to us either. Our people wrote history back then that the people were informed. Why? Because if they said they killed religious volunteer military kids and clerics, it would be... And for this reason, Reza King, as soon as he came to power, he said, let's pull him out. And they were all in conflict with him. They are all in conflict. This means that tomorrow we will not have a Karim Khan Zahn Street in the country, meaning it should exist. Know these things. Don't think everyone is an idiot. Two or three Qajar kings were very good. Now, in your opinion, if someone comes now, for example, a war happens and they attack us and they kill us, what does one of them think? Will you be happy or sad? Go back to that history and see what it is. Mullah Abdullah Mojtahed gave the order to kill Moshtagh Ali King Kermani. Moshtagh Ali King Kermani is known as the humblest Sufi of that history. The word Parsi was a title for his humility so that people would understand what his love and passion was. A luminous and kind old man. The murder happens on the 21st of Ramadan. They leave it until the month of Ramadan. Karim Khan's intelligence is already dead. The situation is dire now, or maybe Karim Khan Zand is dead or he died somewhere. His death caused a mess. Everyone is attacking each other now. Everyone is killing each other. The Ministry of Intelligence has the best opportunity to take revenge on Sufism for the sake of the stupid, fanatical clerics. Some also say he was killed. Some also say he's already dead. These are the situations that exist. A woman dies in the murder of Moshtagh Ali King Kermani by the Ministry of Intelligence. It is issued. Mullah Abdullah the dog, or the same Mullah Abdullah Mojtahed, he doesn't give this order to the people. He announces it to the clerics. One day in the mosque where Moshtagh Ali King Kermani was sitting, after the noon prayer, the Friday prayer speaker announces between two sermons, kill this most filthy and most vile person. The emotional people, the religious volunteer military kids, the thugs, the guard kids, and the Ministry of Intelligence pour in. They grab Moshtagh Ali King Kermani and drag him away. Kicks, punches, and the face of another person was next to him, one of his companions. The people start throwing stones in the street. Instead of the people, those who were also New Restart followers were afraid to come forward. Instead of saving Moshtagh Ali King, they just stared at the scene. Moshtagh Ali King shouts, I am afraid of your eyes. At least if you kill me, close your eyes. In the Tel Khor Frushan in Kerman, a place that the people of Kerman know, they throw him in a pit, and the religious volunteer military kids, the police forces who became stupid for money and power, the Sipahis of the Ministry of Intelligence, and the clerics and the wives of the clerics who were later killed, stone him. His longtime companion, a person who is a Restart follower and loves him, throws himself on top of him. He is killed first. Moshtagh Ali King says, these walls and these fields, these dogs and these cats have written in history. I am afraid of your eyes. And he kills him. The arrow had left the bow. The gathering of Sufism is established and the people don't know because they are happy that their guardianship of the jurist Lotf Ali Khan has arrived. 3 days later, Lotf Ali Khan enters to make the people's excitement more enthusiastic, to make the Hezbollah followers' kids more daring, to say, oh my God, you became strong. Look, with the killing of Lotf Ali Khan, princess happened. We came. Lotf Ali Khan also recited poetry. Come. They did not know that Lotf Ali Khan was the one that 60,000 soldiers across the waters were supposed to send their fleets to the Persian Gulf. They did not know what would happen. The gates of Kerman were closed for 9 months. The people ate dogs and cats. The women no longer had milk. The religious volunteer military sisters no longer had milk to give to their children. The children were thrown from the rooftops by their noses to be killed, and the neighbors next door would take them and eat them. The massacre by Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar was not because of the curse of Moshtagh Ali King Kermani. He had even forgiven them because of the uprising. Not a Sufi, but a scruffy dervish in a gathering that is very dangerous, his heart pounded. He, the simple scruffy dervish, gave the monarchy to Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar. No, a Sufi, a Restart follower who had just become a Restart follower, his sob broke and he cried. and several thousand religious volunteer, military kids and clerics were killed. So there was no killing of people. Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar only killed clerics, and a very great genocide of the clerics and religious volunteer militaries and the fanatical ones who went to the Jamkaran well, so that it would be a reminder that a lamp that God lights, whoever blows on it will burn. That's true, but it's more correct that a lamp that God lights, whoever blows on it, his beard will burn. Both his beard and his root will burn. Whenever Sufism and mysticism have been attacked in history, the dynasties, the sultans, the kings, but Iran has remained. The massacre of Kerman was the massacre of religious volunteer military kids and clerics. This sentence is emphasized again. A lamp that God lights, whoever blows on it, his beard will burn. So the massacre of Kerman was the massacre of clerics and religious volunteer militaries and SEPA kids and Ministry of Intelligence people, and only they remained in that city to defend Lotf Ali Khan Zand and their military commanders, and the ordinary people had all left, and the Restart followers were saved because at the last moment only one person died. That old man named Saeed, who had a house and some Restart followers had taken refuge there, came out, and Aga Muhammad Khan was praying. He took the Quran in his hand and said, "Aga Muhammad Khan, these people who have taken refuge with me in my house for the sake of this Quran, forgive them." Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar said, "Didn't this Quran exist on your shelf before this? Why didn't you open the door?" He said, "Oh, yes, Aga Muhammad Khan." Qajar plunges his sword into the stomach of this old man, meaning that Restart follower. A shiver runs through the body of Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar, such a shiver that he announces, "Forgive the rest." One Restart follower also died so that the rest of the Restart followers could be saved. The massacre of Kerman was the massacre of the little clerics and the fanatical and stupid reactionaries. The massacre of the clerics, Mirza Muhammad Taghi Kermani, and history says a very important sentence. A city became the blood price of Moshta, a lamp that God lights, fellow citizen, whoever blows on it, his beard and his root will burn. Goodbye.